I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Trevor Noah and Bill Maher on Trump and truths that are no longer self-evident in the best of late night. Maher reminds us that anything goes with Trump, and Trevor Noah unpacks the latest Trump-Russia bombshell. This and more in today's Punchlines.
For our main story, we turn now to America's capital, Moscow. As you know by now, the Trump campaign's possible ties to Russia are currently under investigation, both by Congress and separately by Robert Mueller, the special counsel and handsome bird impersonator. Now,
but Trump reminds us that some people will break every rule that's not specifically enumerated, from inviting Russian spies into the Oval Office to not releasing his taxes, from insisting law enforcement be loyal to him personally, to maintaining a for-profit business empire while in office. We are learning nothing is just understood anymore. It's like when they write do not eat on silica gel packs. I wouldn't eat one, but apparently some people open a shipping box and say, great, my new sneakers are here, and they came with snacks.
So from the beginning, Trump insisted he had absolutely no connections with Russia whatsoever. And then this morning, this came out.
Some 4 months after he began to run for president, denying he had any ties to Russia, Donald Trump secretly signed a letter of intent to build a Trump Tower skyscraper in Moscow. The revelations come from emails turned over to Congress Monday by Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, spelling out Trump's involvement in trying to get a major real estate deal in Russia, what was going to be the tallest building in the world at the same time he was running for president.
How can one person lie so big? How? You have no connections with Russia, but you signed a deal to build the world's tallest building there? Like, the gap between the lie and the truth could not be wider. It could not be wider. It's like if your friend said that they had never heard of Mumford & Sons, and then one day you see the album cover and you're like, wait a minute, you're Mumford! You're Mumford!
American presidents, every one of them, just knew it was the right thing to divest themselves of all business holdings if they were so honored as to become president. Because we don't want a president who's got his mind on his money and his money on his mind. Jimmy Carter sold his peanut farm. George Bush sold his baseball team. Sarah Palin closed down her meth lab.
Like, you know, like, the big story here isn't just that this shady Russian-born criminal was acting as the middleman between Trump and the Kremlin, when Trump insisted he had no such connections. The real story here is what the shady guy was saying.
In emails turned over to Congress between Sater and Trump's lawyer Cohen, first reported by the Washington Post, Sater wrote, "Buddy, our boy can become president of the USA and we can engineer it. I will get all of Putin's team to buy in on this."
I love how obvious all the Trump people were in their collusion emails. Like, first Don Jr.'s emails were like, Clinton, Russia, I love it. And now you've got Felix Sater saying to Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, let's engineer the election with Putin. Like, these people are so heavy-handed, it's almost like the emails were composed by a porn writer. That's how blatant it is.
We did not elect a swamp-draining reformer. We gave our PIN number to a Nigerian prince. There is no more self-evident. We didn't think we had to write down when Russians or Nazis attack America. Side with America.
So this buddy boy email may not be the smoking gun for Trump, but what it could end up being is the broken taillights. Yeah, the thing that gives law enforcement the excuse they need to look into Trump's trunk. And we all know he's got a lot of junk in that trunk.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com.